T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK. WAOK Atlanta presents the sexiest show in the city, Love and Relationships.
Parental discretion is advised.
It's Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
There's this feeling that's hard to contain. The excitement is all on your face. That a dozen red roses don't compare to this. It's a connection we just
It's Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And we are here with Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe and having some awesome, awesome conversation about marriage and how to do this thing as a power couple and how to balance and juggle. And I love that song that was just playing. And look, which brings me to this quote that you all made that says, we aren't a perfect couple, but we are a couple that represents love, forgiveness, compassion, and commitment. Can you break it down? What do those four elements mean to you all? And why are they important?
It's important because we are a couple that makes up love first, but we also are a couple that has challenges, and we have to be able to forgive to get through these challenges and move on. There's love, there's commitment, there's compassion. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be able to have sympathy and empathy for my husband. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to come to some sort of common ground and communicate, and we have to be able to listen to each other. One of the main things in our relationship is communication. And right. What we do is something called active listening. And I just want to talk about that because right. That's very important too. So many times in our relationship, what we do is we sit there and we're ready to fire back at our partner. Once we're having a conversation with them, we're ready to fire back. Mm-hmm. Instead of just actually just listening and taking in exactly what they say and saying, okay, so I understand this is what you say. Right. And this is what I'm hearing from you. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. Mm-hmm. So that helps us through a lot too. Communication.
Right.
And then learning what each other's love languages are. Right. That's something else that comes with love and being in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Those words of affirmation and spending that quality time with my boo over here is what it's all about.
Oh, but yeah.
To extend on that active listening, like Shamari said, sitting and waiting to fire back, you don't really internalize, right? But the art of active listening is when you have to repeat what the person just said to you. So there's no way for you to sit and wait and fire back, because you gotta really concentrate on what the person is saying. So as you repeat, then they're able to tell you whether or not you caught everything. And if you miss, you know, one or two of the points, then they repeat those 2 points and you repeat those 2 points. So there's no way to really not internalize what each other are talking about. And that was one of the main things that helped us to be able to really listen to each other ultimately, you know?
Well, you know, that's Ronnie, that's a show in itself for men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. What I mean? Because that's the first thing that women always talk about. My man don't hear me. Mm-hmm. He don't mm-hmm. listen mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
That's a show in itself. What would you say to a brother, a man that's listening right now, the mm-hmm. importance of listening and how it has played such a great part in your relationship?
That's just it. Far too often, we're just sitting in limbo. We're staring through our partner, you know, and not even staring at them, staring through them, waiting to give our perspective on whatever the argument is that we're going through at that particular time. And for us, when Martez and Wadrina put that on the table for us, it changed the game. Because now I had to fall back and really hear my wife out. And she had to do the same for me. Whenever it was that I needed to say something that I really felt compassionate about, you know, she had to sit back, listen, and regurgitate it, you know. And it did wonders for our relationship. So I would say to any man listening right now, or to anybody that's in a relationship, the art of active listening is definitely something that can change your relationship, because it's all about communication. You know, if you can't talk to one another, and if you can't talk to one another respectfully, I think that's mm-hmm. where compassion comes mm-hmm. in. You know, you may be feeling down, or you may be pissed off because you're coming from work and somebody did you wrong or what have you. But if you can't talk to your partner with love and compassion, then you're not going to get love and compassion back.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that song, the name of that song is Love Come Through.
Yes, mm-hmm. it
that's
is.
That's the song that's you right. all have
available
out.
On all digital platforms.
Right, right.
We need
right.
to see those shoulders bouncing.
Yes.
And, you know, and so people that don't get to see you all, except for through the lens of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, mm-hmm. they don't know that this is y'all. I mean, mm-hmm. this is genuinely, and I'm just so proud that you are in my life, because this is really y'all. And the way that you all talk to each other and communicate, they're the same way at the house as they are right here. Mm-hmm. This calm demeanor that Ronnie has right. with Shamari is who he is.
Yeah.
And so it is so awesome, because a lot of times what happens with couples, you know, women are emotional. So we want to talk about all this stuff, and we've got all these feelings. Men are fixers. You mm-hmm. all, a lot of times in the communication, it's what you are trying to resolve. But that piece that you just said, that active listening piece, it's not having to do anything but listen to mm-hmm. the other person. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that a lot of times we miss.
Yeah.
How are y'all balancing these babies with everything else that we got going on?
We have a village of family That's and right. friends that village. Come through and help us when we want to go out on dates. Just call up my mother-in-law.
We want to come and do an interview.
Right? We come and do an interview. We yeah. have so much support here, right here in Atlanta. Both of our parents are here. The grandparents are here. Mm-hmm. The great-grandmother's here.
Right.
Aunts, uncles, cousins, friends that are like family. So we have a huge support system. Yes.
How long were you all married before you had your children?
Oh, well, we're at 13 years, so 11 years.
2017.
Why 11 years?
You know, some struggles, mm-hmm. honestly. You know, we were, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in depth in our book. You know, mm-hmm. this is something that we talk to Dr. Berry about all the time.
Yes.
But we have a book coming out called Music, Money, and Marriage. Mm. And that is really the definition of our relationship, really. But some challenges, you know, it was even to a point where we felt like, man, are we ever going to be able to have children? You know,
right.
we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth, but God is good. I mm-hmm. think one of the things that he's seen for us, and it's not the same for every relationship or every couple, but I think what it was, the universe just felt like there's no way that I'm going to allow y'all to have children unless you can get through this fight.
That's right.
And be an example, because your ultimate purpose is different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, we want you guys to shine a light on relationships and marriage and commitment and compassion and love and forgiveness and all the things that we talk about. And the only way that you're going to get this ultimate blessing is if you can walk through the mud and through the storm. And we were able to turn that corner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, man, that blessing came
through.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. we were trying
July
14th, so hard.
2017.
Ooh, hold that thought. We're going to come back to that in just a minute. Yeah, we want to come on back to that so y'all can talk about that expansion and all that stuff
yeah.
you got going on and coming down the pipe. So I'm Dr. Adrian sharing the air with my sister, Dr.
Well,
street out the
listen.
Street. Let me tell you. But you know what? You
yes.
a doctor of this mic.
Yeah,
that you are.
Uh-huh.
On News and Talk 13 WAOK.
Yeah.
You a doctor of this mic.
But seriously, if you have questions for Shamari and Ronnie DeVoe, you can call right now. Blow up the phones, 404-892-2703. You see that they are very honest.
And open.
And open, very transparent in their relationship. And if it's something that you want to know about how they got through it, your personal question, you'll get the personal answer. 404-892-2703. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's a feeling.
Like us on Facebook at Love and Relationship Show. Leave us your questions and comments.
It's Love and Relationships with Joyce Littell on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Now back to Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
WAOK, Love and Relationships, and we're here with Shamari and Ronnie DeVoe talking about the challenges, the obstacles,
yes,
and the joys of marriage. And we were just talking about children when we went into the break, Shamari, and you had a thought. What were you saying over there about those babies?
Oh, my gosh.
And the village.
These babies are truly amazing. I was just saying that we did try for a long time while we were going through challenges in our relationship, but had we not overcome, like my husband said, we would have not been blessed, I feel in my heart, and so does he, with our beautiful boys who are 21 months old today.
As of today.
That's right.
Old today.
To be two. And we do plan on, yes, round of applause.
Okay, she about to start another argument now.
Right.
Talk
right.
about arguments.
And
arguments are good, actually, because you healthy. Really get a chance to learn what not to do, you mm-hmm. know. So some people say, yo, you know, you want to be able to remove the arguments from your relationship, but you don't know what may be a touchy situation mm-hmm. with your partner unless you, you know, come to disagreements. But anyway, we're about to have one right now. Right on air.
About to have one on air.
Right now.
We are both in agreement that we want to have a girl, but I want to have twin girls.
No, 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 no.
Yes, no. Because I just, that it's just beautiful, and I think that we'll be done after this. Like,
no.
We don't have to worry. We'll be done. Oh, like, just pregnant twice.
Well, that's one thing that we definitely have in common. We will be done
done.
Having another two-piece. But, yeah, that's a tough thing because even in our book, Music, Money, and Marriage, we're going to share a lot about the journey of having our twins. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know that Shamari was on bed rest.
Yes.
Right. Mm. I mean, there were nights and many nights when we didn't think that this pregnancy was going to come to term, you know. Mm-hmm. So, boy, I don't know if I can go through that one again. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you know, she'll say, I can hear her talking right now, even though I'm going to active listen.
Right.
But she's saying every pregnancy is not the same.
Every pregnancy is different. That's right.
Yeah,
so,
see,
come on.
I knew that was coming.
But that was a challenging time.
Ooh, Dr. Barry, you know, because you, man, this one over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
right,
goodness.
Shamari was on staycations, right?
Dr.
Barry would come to the room and she would take the room to Japan for a week. And then she would take that down. And then she'd take the room to Hawaii for another week. So we love and appreciate you for giving her that escape, you know, because that was really important.
Because, you know, it's hard to sit her down sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, she had her own idea of what was going to happen during that time. And so, but now that you've been through it, you realize that as a vessel that, your body was not your own, was it?
No, it
wasn't. Sort of like y'all's lives for the next 18 plus years.
Right. I wanted to be in the gym. I wanted to be walking and lifting weights and everything, but nope.
I think it was probably the first Married for Life walk that had her walk into the emergency room.
Yeah, it was the first one. That's right. Like 2 weeks after that. then I was on bed rest for 2.5 yeah. months in the hospital. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they are such a blessing.
They are.
Yes. So
and I'm just saying, I don't want to sleep on that little kid. I don't know if we could say A-A-A-S-S, but boy, I was right there by her side, and that little bed is too small for me to sleep on again. So please, let's have one at a time.
Yeah. And you all balance a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. How do you balance it? How do you balance even during the difficulty in the pregnancy and even now raising the children and even now you know, going on tour and the things that you do, how do you find that balance?
Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, it's tough because we look at the month of May, right? And Shamari has a calendar. I'm gone.
We're both on tour in May. Right. Starting he's only the home 8th. 3 days.
He's gone
the whole month
starting
of May.
The 2nd. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there is a calendar. And our village, you know, everybody is plugging and playing on various days of that calendar. Of course, we're flying back in on the first thing smoking whenever it's possible. But, you know, it's all in what it is that we do as entertainers. We right. love what we do. We love each other. We love our families. And we don't, of course, want to be away from them boys for too much more than a couple few hours. But mm-hmm. we know in order to keep that house, you know, that roof over their heads, we got to go out and do what we have to do.
That's
we
got
to
right.
bring home that bacon. And it's mm-hmm. not just about Pop bringing home the bacon. Mama got to bring
Mama
home
gotta
some
bring
bacon, too.
Right.
You know?
I got to go make it work.
And yeah.
So talk a little bit more about the walk, the Married for Life walk, because I remember I came to the first one and I said, how far we got to go? We going how far? So tell the people now exactly what. And it is an awesome occasion. So tell them about it.
Yes. It's only a mile up and a mile
right.
back.
That's where they got me, George.
Because
Shamari said a mile. So right. I thought a half a mile and a half a mile. I said, y'all, that's 2 miles. That's false advertising.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
It is definitely 2 miles. It's 1 mile up and 1 mile back. But right. It is a wonderful experience for couples, married couples, engaged couples, seriously dating. We invite everybody because even the seriously dating people need to know exactly what it is, what it takes to have a successful marriage as well. And we reaffirm our love for one another. We do a balloon release we let go of our challenges. We have different people that come and speak that have been married for 31 years. My husband and I speak and our marriage coaches, Wadrina and Martez, they are, of course, they're the visionaries of the Married for Life walk. Mm-hmm. It is just a wonderful time. And it happens right here in Atlanta, Georgia on April 27th.
That's third annual. And it's just part of our mission and purpose in life. We would have never known. And Martez and Wadrina told us, you know, as we were going through our coaching and counseling sessions, that you guys are going to speak in front of thousands of people and even in front of churches and various other organizations and people, right? And we're shy to a certain extent, you know, right?
Yes.
Very reserved when it comes to talking in front of people. Like, we love to perform in front of people.
Right.
That's a
it's
different
totally
thing,
different
right?
than just sitting here and talking to people and, right. like, even interviews and stuff. I'm like, I just love them. But, when he told me that, I was like, no way, I'm not going to be speaking to people. But, you know, God had another plan for me.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Here I am right now speaking to people and inspiring and encouraging couples and making a difference. And I feel really good about that. And that actually adds value to our relationship when we help other couples.
Yeah, especially the young ones who maybe, like you said, Ronnie, have not seen an example of. And those who have seen more people walk away than they have staying in the fire, staying in it and making it work. And for people to admire you from what you do on stage, from who you have become in the music industry and are willing to share this information and are willing to teach and to tell, you can make it through. It's some valuable stuff.
Yes, that's true. We have a platform, and it's not about just using that platform to extract. You know, when we perform, whether it's in Atlanta or New York City or across the country or across the world, anywhere, we get paid, you know, handsome sums for what it is that we do. But that's not what life is all about. You know, mm-hmm. what are you giving when you're in the city, you know, mm-hmm. back to the community? And we feel like we found one of those purposes in our marriage ministry, and we love it. Like, and for Black men, you know, the ultimate goal is to make sure that coaching and counseling is provided for everybody. So the proceeds from the Married for Life Walk go to Healing Hearts, Healing Homes, which is a 501c3 that we're board members of as well. And it's about making sure that people get that coaching and counseling, premarital counseling, you know, as you go counseling. That's what it's all about.
All right. You know. We'll be back. 404-892-2703. They're only going to be here a few more minutes. You better get your calls in. It's Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Follow us on Twitter at Love and Relations Show. That's Love Relation SHO. It's Love and Relationships with Joyce Littell on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Awesome, great conversation with Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe, discussing life, love, marriage, and all that in between. Let's go to the phones, and it ain't nothing like a Sunday without a question or two from Todd. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Joyce, Adrian, Shamari, Ronnie.
What's happening, man?
Come on, man. You should be able to trust the big button and a smile sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I do. I do now.
Okay. I'll say, it ain't got to be never.
Right.
Some of these women are rather appealing folks. But here's my question, though. Let me be clear so that my question is not misplaced. Is it the two of you's intention to make it for as long as you can, make it well into old age?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
All right, with that in mind, then. Put yourself as a 90-year-old person, Ronnie, which is right on the crust of being what we would qualify as ancient. But there's a lot of people going to make it that far. You'll probably make it that far as well.
Yeah, I'm going to make it that far, man. I'm thinking Methuselah in the Bible, man. I'm trying to get 1,000 years, man. But go ahead. I'm listening.
If you could go that far and then some, that should be your ambition.
Right.
You'll be close to ancient person at that time.
Right.
She ain't going to be that far behind you. Have the two of you planned for how you would like that to look for the two of you, economically speaking, and how your living conditions would be as well? Because, you know, just because you're doing well financially doesn't necessarily mean that you want to be living like everybody that's living as well as you are financially. So can you draw a picture for people so that, you know, if you plan to get there, you got to start planning it in front of it, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
Talk with me about it, the two of y'all. I listen.
Wow, great question, man. What does it look like when we're 90? Well, we're not in wheelchairs, first of all.
Okay.
You know, we're walking around, we're enjoying ourselves, we're still slow dancing, we're still dancing to probably, you know, whatever rap song and R&B joint mm-hmm. is out at the time, as well as listening to those classics that we grew up on, from the Stevie Wonders and the Blue Magics and the, you know, the Jacksons and all of the above. But of course, making sure our family is right for us, Ronald and Roman, you know, they're taken care of. Everything that we can pour into them as far as speaking life into them and making sure that they're getting off to the best start that they can, their education is paid for and all of the above. And we open the door to anything that they feel like they can achieve or conceive in life they can achieve, right? Hopefully we have one or two daughters. Of course, my wife wants to have two at once. I'd love to do one at a time.
And Ronald and Roman will be the future president and vice president of the United States
right.
at that time.
And then they're going to switch the next term, and then they'll go president, vice president after that, right? But everything else is in place, too, economically, like you said. Saving, making sure that nest egg is right. Mm-hmm. Making sure all of the insurances are in place, because far too often for our community, insurance is not in place. And I mean mm-hmm. life insurance. Mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. health insurance, you know, mm-hmm. to take care of things while we're
retirement.
Here. Yeah, but retirement is in place. Life insurance is in place, because I don't want to have anybody come to my funeral or Shamari's funeral or any one of our children, for that matter, passing around mm-hmm. a hat trying to figure out how to pay for it.
Right.
So, again, that feels good. You know, there'll be a home in Atlanta, most likely one in California, because Shamari definitely wants to do something different.
On the beach.
Yes, she's been living here for her whole life. So I know she's looking forward to doing something different. We just felt like now wasn't the time because our village is here in Atlanta. But at some point, we're going to do a little something different. But we'll still have a place here. But that's what it looks like, man. It's free. It's easy. It's taken care of. We're speaking life into our children and into our community as well. Like, we've lost, you know, a great individual in the Cat Nipsey Hussle, right? Mm-hmm. And as a 51-year-old, I, too, am learning from some of the things that he was doing in his community,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
right there in Los Angeles, California, and how he spoke even about some of the things that my wife has talked to me about over the last maybe 5 or 6 years. And what I put into my body, even mm-hmm. what I eat, you know, mm-hmm. we got to make sure we're putting quality things into our body, because if not, we're going to have some of these ailments that we all have to deal with, whether mm-hmm. it's high blood pressure or diabetes or what have you. So there's a lot of things that, you know, we're still learning. We're not perfect individuals, and we'll never claim to be, but we love each other, and we're not afraid to throw jabs at each other, not physically, but, you know, verbally at times, just to make sure we're, you know, as sharpers we need to be moving forward.
So tell everybody where they can get more information about the walk and where the walk will be held, the timing, all of that.
Okay, so our third annual Married for Life walk, you can purchase tickets and find out more information at www.marriednumber4lifewalk.com. And that is for the walk. It is from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Grace Community Field in Marietta. And then after that, we have a couples mixer where my husband and I are performing our
yes.
hit single, Love Comes Through. And that is from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center.
Yeah,
okay.
We have comedians, other celebrity guest performances. That's just a live band that night. Just a great time, you know. Just it's a couples mixer and love celebration, and that's what that whole day is about. Enjoy yourself earlier that day, like my wife said, from 10 to 12:30 at the walk,
right?
And then go freshen up or what have you, and come hang out with us that night.
And also on Instagram is @MarriedNumber4LifeWalk, and at Shamari DeVoe, you can click the link in my bio, or
right.
at Big Ron DeVoe, you can click the link in his bio as well and find out more information.
So you all have alluded to some of the things coming for the future. What else is in store for Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe?
Right now, Shamari's about to go on that dungeon tour with Candy, you know,
oh,
and they're moving around the country, 12 cities, starting in Chicago, I believe.
It starts in Chicago, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going,
and they're
everywhere.
Making their way, you know, across mm-hmm. the country for Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. That's the next thing. Up for myself, and we're actually doing two shows at the end of this month, which are spot dates, but the actual tour starts on May 8th, and that moves through the summertime. We'll be at the Essence Fest, and the Chicago Music Fest is among a number of other things, but for us, it's about our music as well,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate the fact that you guys played Love Comes
yes.
Through. It's
mm-hmm.
doing pretty good, you know, as far as streaming. We're getting ready to film a video, and I know that's going to up the ante for the record, but it just feels good to establish something that we started working on before, well, in the midst of our challenges, and that was our music together,
that's
you know,
right.
and now it's finally getting the chance to mm-hmm. see the light of day.
Do you all encourage, or will you encourage or discourage your children to get into the industry or the business?
I want them to do whatever they want to do. I
right.
mean, if they want to sing, Ronald is already singing
yes,
right now.
Is.
So,
uh-huh.
So I'm definitely encouraging that. And Roman is dancing just like his dad. And so definitely, yeah, music is in our blood. So I would expect it to, you know, them to want to do that as well.
Yeah. At least you know different now, right?
Yes. Man, if I would have had kids at 21 or 30 or even 41, it would have been totally different
right.
than it
mm-hmm.
is now. Like the attention to detail that we're paying, you know, mm-hmm. to raise the young kings that we have now is so much different than it would have ever been. They're even learning Spanish right mm-hmm. now. Their nannies speak Spanish to them all day long. So we're going to expose them to a number of different things and allow them to and pay attention enough to allow them to make their own choices, really, you know.
You know,
Is that
the break music?
That's the break music.
That's the break music. Because, you know, I was just going to say that Ronnie, when they were born, was talking about who was going to Harvard. And
yeah, you know, at 16, they're going to Oxford University.
Right. Like,
come on, y'all got
to
get out the house early.
Right.
You know?
he
Mommy and daddy need their room back.
That's right. We're going to come back with Love and Relationships News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And with Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe talking about this marriage thing.
All right.
Like us on Facebook at Love and Relationship Show. Leave us your questions and comments.
It's Love and Relationships with Joyce Sotelo on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now back to Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Love and Relationships, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We have had an awesome, awesome afternoon with Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe talking about this marriage thing.
Yeah.
Appreciate you all coming and hanging out with us. And tell us a little bit more about what's in store for you and where people can reach you, follow you, and all that good stuff.
All right, so all of the couples that are out there interested in coming to our third annual Married for Life Walk, you can find out more information at www.marriednumber4lifewalk.com. Third annual Married for Life Walk is also coming up at April 27, 2019 at Grace Community Field from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Right. And also after that, we have a couples mixer where my husband and I are performing.
Yes.
And we have comedians, a live band. We have comedians.
Other celebrity performances and guests. Some testimonies. It's a couples mixer and love celebration that whole day, Saturday the 27th April. It will be an amazing day for couples and not only married couples, but seriously dating and engaged couples as well. We all need to get this information because if you walk into it the right way, you can stay in it. You know,
it's not just a walk though. It's a marriage movement.
It's a marriage movement. That's right.
It's a movement.
It's a movement.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask. I know you all have to get out and go to another event. Again, we thank you for taking the time out. So, in your final thought to those who are listening, who might have some struggles, who might just be in a solid relationship, what would your final thought be in encouraging the marriage for life?
Number one, you need to be there on April 27th to get a wealth of information and just to be around like-minded individuals. The only way that you really, not really the only way, honestly, because some people are visionaries, right? But for the most part, if you want to become a millionaire, it's good to hang around a millionaire so you can learn how to make your way to, you know, those zeros that we all want in our bank account. And in order to have a successful relationship, you have to be around people that have had success through the bumps and bruises because it's not easy all the time. But definitely come to the Married for Life Walk. And for myself and Shamari, what was really key for us is having that coaching and counseling. Don't be afraid to have somebody else look into the window and see what's going on in your relationship. And sometimes we're not listening to each other and we need that third party to be able to tell the other person what the person is saying to them. So that was really pivotal for us. And again, the proceeds for the Married for Life Walk go to Healing Hearts, Healing Homes, which is a 501c3 that helps for coaching and counseling.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate you all so much for being here. And
thank you for having us.
You know, you all are an awesome, awesome couple. Thank you so much.
Well,
yes. We love you. Yes.
I'm trying to come by and hear some stories on that 31 years over there, boy. We'll be doing a lot of listening,
on your couch.
The
next time you all are having some type of, you know, retreat or counseling or some opening, Jay and I'll come out.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we've had our challenges, too, and we've overcome those challenges. I was ill carrying my son. I was in the hospital over a month, and he was on that couch. He's 6'4", so he felt just like you felt, but yeah. He was right there.
That's right. And
in some most difficult times, you learn different things about your partner that you knew it, but you didn't know it, but you saw it, and then that makes the relationship even stronger and the love even stronger.
Right.
So I would love to tell the story because I'm in love. I'm happy. We got up this morning, went to church together.
Yes.
We stopped and bought some food and we came on. But but it's a special thing. And I think if people hear, you know, that it is not an easy walk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you are willing to take the walk and you want to take the walk, then you'll make it through.
Right.
And, you know, at some point we're going to have to do a show on alpha women.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and Shamari are both alpha women, but you are married to alpha men.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times people don't understand that the two can coexist
right.
because you all bring to the table your strengths. And where the other person has a weakness, you've got a strength.
That's
and so that's what makes it work.
That's
and
right.
people don't recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it a contact number? We just got another call. Is it a contact number that people can call for more information or
yes, there is. The number to contact if you want more information on the walk or if you need coaching or anything, it's 678-453-6501. 678-453-6501.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate y'all.
I tell you, it's nothing like shows like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you can educate and inform people, you know, who are going through some struggles, who admire who they are and what they do in the industry and know that you can survive it.
You know, and I have to say, you know, they were my friends that when I had to announce that, okay, y'all, I'm calling this quits, they didn't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still okay with me because they realized that I believe in marriage. And so, but sometimes you have to make a decision. You don't always weather the storms like they did. And so, you know, I appreciate them for still being able to support me because marriage is a great thing.
Especially in being honest and transparent.
Absolutely.
With it. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a good thing.
So what is your final thought to?
Well, you know, marriage is a great work that takes daily work. And what people have to realize is that anything that is worth having, you have to work at, and you've got to work at it on a daily basis. If you want your bank account to grow, don't you put deposits in it? So
daily.
A marriage has to be the exact same way. If you want it to grow and you want it to glow, you got to work at it.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Adrian.
Thank you.
I love it.
Trying to fill some big old shoes. My sister, Joyce Littell, 35 years.
Thirty-five years. A legend. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about it is I still enjoy it.
Yeah,
I still enjoy it, and I hope that I can take these years and continue to build and grow on WAOK
and
News
mentor
and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
We'll see you
next Sunday.
Thank you.
Type believe in fairy tales, but this one is true. We was praying on a miracle, but now we got two reasons to believe in something greater than ourselves. And I can't imagine me with somebody else. Oh, I admire, babe. Yeah, girl, you know you drive me crazy. Everybody know, everybody sing. You the fire and the gasoline. There ain't no way around it. You so well-rounded. Girl, you help to keep me grounded. Swear to God, I'm glad I found you. Oh.
Times it's misunderstood. All you know is deep down it feels good.
Yes.
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.